And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show is my good friend and the new head basketball coach at UT Martin, Jeremy Shulman. My man, Jeremy, how you doing today?
Hey, how about this? Actually, on the show from a little bit different perspective today. So, you know, now I'm not the head coach of Eastern Florida after the last 14 years. So it's a little different.
I won't lie to you. I saw a tweet and it said, like, this is a couple weeks ago, and it said, rumors, Eastern Florida basketball coach to UT Martin. And I texted you right away, like, what's going on? And it was no response. So I knew it was real. I knew it was the real deal. So we'll start with this. How excited are you to be the new head basketball coach there, D1 level at UT Martin?
I'm over the moon. I am so excited. I am fired up. I feel like Dick Vitale. I'm like, I'm a PTPer, baby. I don't even have enough words for it. I'm so thrilled, so excited. I'm so fortunate to be the next head coach here at UT Martin and be a Division I head coach. It's been my dream for my whole life to be a Division I head coach. And here I am at a great program and just beyond thrilled.
How did this happen over the last couple of weeks? Because I talked to you at the end of the season and you had this feeling of, hey, you know, we'll go in the offseason. I got to recruit year 15. What happened behind the scenes? I got to hear the story.
So it was actually the day after we lost in the state tournament. And at that time, we still think we're going to go to Hutch for the national tournament, which is a whole different story. But yeah, that it is what it is. We're on the bus ride back, an 8-hour bus ride back from Niceville, Florida, from state tournament. And I get a text, and it's from the athletic director at UT Martin. And he said, I'm going to call you if you're free. And I'm, you know, got the whole team on the bus. You know, yeah, we're not super down, but we still think there's a, you know, good chance we're going to go to Hutch, but like, we're still a little disappointed because we just lost the, you know, state tournament, semifinals. And so, you know, I'm like, well, this could be possibly a chance of a lifetime. So initially I typed out a text that said, can we talk tomorrow? I'm on the bus with my team. And then I deleted each word on there and said, yes, I'm available. Go ahead, give me a call. I say, you know what, I better, you know, better jump at this. Could be the opportunity of a lifetime. And so the athletic director, Kurt McGuffin, calls me, and we have an hour phone interview on the bus with all the players there. I'm, like, huddled underneath behind a seat because I just don't want my players hearing me talking about another job because I'm always where my feet are. And we have this unbelievable conversation. And it was just, you know, it just felt right from the beginning, right from that first phone interview. And then, you know, then we go to Zoom interviews and then we have about 7 more phone interviews and eventually he flies me out to interview in person and I make one of the 3 finalists. And then very fortunate that I'm the new head coach at UT Martin.
Here's the tough follow up then. Did you apply for this job or did they seek you out? How did this happen?
Did not actually apply. They seek me out. We have some mutual friends. Ryan Ritter, who's the previous coach, who is a phenomenal coach and did great things at UT Martin, moved up to the Mercer job. Ritter recommended me along with a number of other people. And, Kurt McGuffin, the athletic director here, kind of took that and ran with it with a number of candidates. Obviously, it's a big time, mid-major job. Had a lot of candidates on there. And so, you know, being recommended, I think, helped. And then the fact that, you know, Ryan Ritter was a JUCO coach. He was a coach at Daytona. You know, we used to play against each other for multiple years. And because they had success with the JUCO coach, I think that was something they wanted to at least look at. And it's amazing. I mean, some of the other guys that I had to beat out were former Division I head coaches, high major assistant coaches. And it's like, you know, I've definitely got the least, in some ways, the least resume of all those. In other ways, the most, because I, you know, coached the most games as a head coach and, you know, won the most games as a head coach. But just to be up in that company with so many other great candidates and who knows, and I'm just going by candidates that I hear on, you know, Hoop Dirt and coaching groups, you know, so I don't know how many other countless amazing candidates were there, but it was just a perfect fit and what they were looking for and what I was looking for and, you know, what they value and what I value. It was a perfect fit. And after 14 years, it was just time to, you know, take a new step in the journey.
We're here with the new head basketball coach at UT Martin, Jeremy Shulman, who, yes, here on the Space Coast, we've known him for the last decade or so as a great coach at Eastern Florida. I talked with Billy Mims, head basketball coach at Florida Tech. I know he reached out to you as well. And I had this conversation. I told him, you know, Jeremy's my friend. I was like, Jeremy was ready 3 years ago. He was ready. He was. And we both agreed on that. When you were interviewing for this job, was there this feeling of, yeah, I've done enough I can at Eastern Florida. I'm ready for this. Did you feel that during the job process?
You know, I'll be very candid with you. It was kind of a combination of like, I'm beyond ready and I'm going to go and, you know, this is my UCLA, you know, and that was, I think, a separating factor with me and possibly some other candidates. This is my UCLA. You know, a lot of other candidates might see UT Martin as just a mid-major stepping stone. I see this as an absolute palace. This whole campus is gorgeous. The facilities are incredible. I love the town. It's a small town, but again, I've recruited West Tennessee my whole life. To me, this is my UCLA. I'm going to approach it every day like my UCLA. On the flip side, I'll be honest, there was a lot of nervousness. I've been a finalist for a Division I head coaching job before and did not get it. I've interviewed for other Division I head coaching jobs and did not get it. You know, we just got left out of Hutch, you know, while I'm going through this interview process and just how devastating it was not going to Hutch. You know, there's been a lot of disappointment. I mean, the last time that we had a realistic chance at Hutch and at large, we missed out by one vote also that year back in 2021. So there's been over the past, I'll be honest, over the past 4 or 5 years, basketball-wise and career-wise, there's been a lot of like very severe heartbreak, you know, as far as professionally. And I was a little concerned. I was like, I don't know if I can take another heartbreak. You know, I wasn't sure. And so I was like, you know, I think I love this job. I'm excited for the opportunity, but can I actually get it? Or am I just going to be the bridesmaid again, not the bride, you know? So, and then, you know, he calls me and offers me the job. And I just, you know, between me and my wife, Evie, I mean, we just started running around the house. It was pretty special, incredible moment. We each pick up a kid, and one of the kids obviously was still on the ground because we can only, you know, we got 3 kids and 2 of us, and we're just all running. So Mila's chasing us. We're holding 2 kids, and just what a scene! It was amazing. It was just amazing, life changing opportunity, and we celebrated as such.
We're here with Jeremy Shulman. What did you take out of your time? 14 years, it's a long time, and you really built up. You know, Eastern Florida, we're all fans of you. What did you take out of your time being the Titans head basketball coach then?
Well, we absolutely don't have enough time to even get the tip of the iceberg of what I took away from it. But,
yeah.
You know, it was special. I mean, you want to talk about a huge part of my life, 14 years. You know, the investment that the community made in me, the investment the school made in me, the investment that I made in both of those, just mutually, it's 14 years. I mean, that's so long. When I got the job here, yeah, I thought I might be at at Eastern Florida. You know, I don't know. I thought it might be a 3 or 4 year deal. Like, I don't know. And I didn't expect 14 years. I mean, I grew that my life feels like it was only in Melbourne. Yeah. You know, I barely remember the life before it was so long. You know, the friendships, obviously, like with yourself, the friendships with Tom Wasden, the friendships with Lynn Cundiff, you know, obviously my grandmother was living in Melbourne. I mean, just the people that were important, obviously all the amazing players throughout the years, obviously all the wins, all the championships, but just the relationships. I mean, it was 14 years. It felt like 40 in a good way. I mean, I became a Floridian, you know, and, you know, so it was incredibly special. It's still hard, even though it's a whirlwind right now, and I can barely even find time to answer a phone call right now because the phone rings nonstop. I haven't really, it hadn't settled in yet into, you know, some of the sadness of who, you know, I'm not going to be around every single day or at least, you know, every week. And, you know, Eastern Florida, you know, Brevard County, Melbourne, I mean, it's going to always have a extremely special place in my heart.
What's interesting with this new job is you're originally from Tennessee. You know, yeah. I know your background where the teams you grew up rooting for. So how special is this? Hey, because your family, your wife, your kids, you know, they're not from Tennessee. How exciting is this where it's like you're going to coach and be back in your home state?
I mean, it's just incredible, you know, because just like I talked about how it felt like I was 40 years in Melbourne, getting back here to Tennessee connects again back to, you know, who I was for the first 27 years of my life, you know, and it's been very special. I mean, even at my press conference, players I coached 20 plus years ago showed up at my press conference. Coaches that I coached with 20 plus years ago showed up at my press conference. And connecting back to that brought a whole new set of emotions that were just very, very deep rooted and special. And so being back here, I mean, becoming a Division I head coach in a random place in South Dakota would have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. But becoming a Division I head coach in Tennessee, in West Tennessee, where I recruited players for I thoroughly recruited for the first 10 years of my coaching career, being 2.5 hours from Nashville, where my dad still lives. The fact that I've already seen him, you know, twice just since I've been, you know, here in Martin. He was at my press conference, the first day I was here. It just, you know, it's amazing. You know, it is amazing to be back in Tennessee. I'm excited to share that with Evie and my kids, because they don't know much about Tennessee. You know, they just don't. We've made a few trips, you know, to see family. But I'm very excited to, you know, show this part of who I am and my upbringing and everything. And Tennessee is an amazing place with great people and kind people. And we're all thrilled about it.
I was going to ask you that question, Jeremy. Okay, so if I come to a game, so do I fly to Nashville and get a car? What do I do exactly?
So we tell everyone, this is one of the best mid-major spots in the country. We tell every recruit the same. Once you get here, it is absolutely incredible. Even for a small town, is not as small as you'd think. Mm. Everyone's basketball crazy here. The campus is huge. Facilities are amazing. Living range is amazing. Arena's phenomenal. I mean, everything's incredible, but not easy to get to. That's the but. Once you get here, it is a absolute burgeoning just mid-major powerhouse potentially. But getting here is not easy. So, you know, you fly into Nashville and drive 2.5 hours, fly into Memphis, drive 2 hours and 15 minutes. So it's, you fly into Paducah, which is a small airport, and it's only an hour away, but Paducah's a small airport, but not easy to get to. But once you get here, it is absolutely magical.
Hey, I'm going to do it. I the minute I saw your press conference, and I was so excited, I watched it from home. I said, all right, it's the Ohio Valley Conference. Yeah. I said, okay, I got to map this out. Do I have to? Okay, I'll go to the Orlando airport. If I have to fly to Memphis, or I've been to Paducah, Kentucky, I know where this is. I will rent the car. Hopefully there's not a snowstorm. And I want to see, because you guys play my alma mater, Western Illinois. So I'm like, so I'm going to have to call up my people at Western and then your people. I might have to do my show live before the game and then watch you guys play. I might have to do that.
That'd be amazing. And by the way, from Florida, it's actually not hard to get to.
No.
There's other places that it's harder, but from Florida, I mean, Spirit flight from Orlando to Nashville is super quick, nonstop, easy.
Yeah.
And then you just, again, rent a car or whatever. But there's other places maybe it's a little harder to get to, but from Florida, it's easy. But oh my gosh, by the way, Western Illinois is going to be good this year. They're
going to
be the oldest in the league. They're going to be really good. Absolutely come down for that. It's an unbelievable conference. I mean, there's 60 former players from our conference that have played in the NBA. John Morant's from our conference.
Yeah. It's awesome. No, you got a great. So then let's end with this here with Jeremy Shulman, the new head basketball coach at UT Martin. And I appreciate it. I know right now it's super crazy for you as you run around. So you're in an off season, right? And it's your first year. So do you have like a list? Like, okay, I got to go recruit. I got to look at the team. Where's the grocery store? Like what's on this list, Jeremy?
The list is long. By the way, I just want to make sure that in the background was not a recruiting list. We got a white rolling whiteboard right there. I just want to make sure that wasn't on there. Mm. So I got great advice from another Division I head coach when I first got the job, because you know, it's funny, when you had text and said this real, I didn't see that text for 3 days.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't, I was trying to hide information. It became that crazy with the amount of texts and phone calls. It's wild being a Division I head coach. But I got great advice from a D1 head coach who I trust a whole lot. He said, you need to get a legal pad or, you know, put your notes on your phone. You need to have two columns. You need to have urgent and just stuff that needs to get done. Mm. And I thought that was phenomenal. And so there's too many things to even figure out what to do in a day. But I've started to organize, what do I have to do daily? What do I have to get done? What's urgent? And what do I just need to get done at some point? And so that's been very helpful. And so sometimes I forget to actually put eating on there. So eating sometimes is on, just it'll get done tomorrow, whatever. And so I got a bunch of things on urgent. I try to get through the day, and urgent for today was definitely being on the Mark Moses show. So super fired up about
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Urgent is getting our house sold in Florida that we just are putting on the market. I think it will be officially on the market today. So if anyone out there wants an absolutely gorgeous home and the former home of the Eastern Florida coach, then hit me up or hit my post.
I might have to buy it. Maybe you can give me a deal. Maybe that's what it is. Home discount. I like it.
Absolutely.
You are.
Recruiting's number one. Number one was getting my staff together. I've got the best coaching staff in the country. Mm. Phenomenal staff. But the moment I got that done, it's just been recruiting. I mean, I understand why, you hear all the college football coaches talk about it nonstop during certain times of year. And, same thing with college basketball. I mean, we are in battles for players right now, and we're spending time and developing relationships, and we got to get the right people in the building.
When would fall camp start for you guys?
So we'll bring guys in for summer, actually. So we'll bring guys for summer, like we used to do at Eastern Florida. It won't be for the whole summer. I want guys to be able to get home to their families. We recruit a lot of international guys so they can go back home. Mm-hmm. So right around July 1st, guys will come here, and we'll get guys ready for summer school. We'll start workouts, and we'll start getting ready to roll.
That's exciting. I need the T-shirt, the hoodie. I need a banner. I will purchase it on the team store.
It's down.
Yeah, put it on the urgent list. That's what you need to do. That's what it is. I'm so excited. I think everyone's excited here in the community.
It's officially written down.
Yes, right. Everyone, I can't stress this enough. Everyone here, like I was posting on social media and I posted the press conference. Everyone in this community is super excited, and we're all going to be rooting for you, man. So, I hope I know you're going to be busy. I want to get you on. It was very important to me to get you on so you could tell your side of the story. And good luck. And I hope I can get you on, during the season, because you're a big part of my show. And I appreciate your friendship, man. And I'm rooting for you, T. Martin. I hope you know that, Jeremy Shulman.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, anytime you want me on, I'm always come on the show. And maybe I can bring a little different perspective now, sometimes just being here at the NCAA level. And we may open the season at University of Florida this year. Like, that's when things will work. And so, give it a little perspective going in and playing Florida. So anytime, but I appreciate your friendship as well. I'm on anytime you want me to be on. And go Skyhawks.
Go Skyhawks. Jeremy, good luck this whole summer. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.